Meredith, the Data Act has been something you have been covering as agencies struggle to comply with this thing. It sounds easy, just report your financial information in a certain format, but it's been anything but easy to execute.
That is right. You would think it would just be very simple. It's supposed to be a standardized federal spending, so everybody's on the same page, reading the same language, and that is about as far from simple as it's gotten this year. There was some progress made in late April, early May. Treasury issued Data Act Schema version 1.0, and this schema or framework is supposed to explain to everybody, okay, this is how you label things, this is how you comply. And it was about 4 months overdue, and so that was part of the problem, was that, you know, all these agencies are waiting around for this, and then they're having to, you know, the delay triggers, you know, industry software patches because the companies are waiting to hear, okay, so this is what we have to do. There's just a lot of complicated things. Every time you take one step forward, it ended up being like two steps back.
And the sad thing about this is that the government is not the first organization to do this. Corporations have been required to report to the SEC in standardized business level formats for their data for some time now. And basically what they're asking in the Data Act is just a derivation of industry standards for reporting this kind of data.
Yes. I guess one of the problems is that every agency is different. And sure, every company is different, too. But just recently, there was a hearing in early December that looked at, okay, what's the status of the Data Act again? And we learned that Department of Defense is going to ask for an extension because they just don't have everything together to meet that full implementation deadline of May 2017.
Yeah, they're asking for maybe 6 months to a year.
6 months to a year. From what it sounded like, each agency is going to get at least three extensions if they want it, 3 6-month each extensions. So yeah, you're looking potentially at another year and a half before, you know, the spending report starts coming in.
And the State Department is another one. I guess they're having problems on the systems integration front, that aspect of the Data Act. So not a lot of optimism there either.
No, what was interesting about this latest hearing was that everybody was kind of finally admitting, yeah, this is not going to be totally ready to go by May. You know, it's going to be the start of full implementation, but it's not like come May 1st, 2017, everything's going to be perfect and nothing is going to be flawed. And that was kind of the first time that the OMB and Treasury are the ones handling this, really spearheading it. And both representatives were saying, okay, you know, it's going to start May 17, but let's not go, you know, everything's going to be perfect by then, as opposed to before it was like, we're totally on track. It's going to be great. It was finally sort of a realistic, all right, this isn't going to be perfect.
And so at the end of the continuing resolution, as close to when the deadline in law, in theory, is, but by then we're going to have a whole different OMB, a whole different Treasury regime. And so maybe they'll change how they want agencies to do it. Really no way to tell yet at this point.
Right. And that's also one of the big issues. And I'm sure that goes through every issue in the government. It's the transition and how it's going to affect it. Will progress be lost? Will there still be progress, but will they totally change direction to go another way? And you're right. It's, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
And you've also been covering sexual harassment being reported by several agencies. There seem to be certain hotspots of reports coming out to this that have made their way to Congress and to the hearings. And summarize what's been going on this year and what might happen coming up on that front.
Yeah, so the Oversight Committee was really busy this year, and several of the hearings that they covered that got a lot of headlines and a lot of attention had to do with sexual harassment and employee misconduct. National Park Service, Forest Service, unfortunately a lot of those agencies that deal with outside, where you're not just sitting in an office all day, not that you don't have misconduct and harassment in regular offices, but multiple, like dozens of reports coming in that female employees were being harassed by superiors, and then they were just getting transferred or they would end up staying where they were. And that was a really big issue because it was like, why, you know, should I have to work with someone that is, you know, potential that I'm claiming is harassing me?
Right. It's terrible. I watched some of the hearings, the videos of the hearings, and I've read some of the accounts of at the state level, too. This happens also.
Yes.
And it is just unbelievable that it does happen in this day and age. And so what will Congress do? I mean, they gave great signals to the women, primarily women, who were affected by this, and said, you know, you call me personally anytime it happens. But that's not the same as really going after an agency's culture mm-hmm. and asking for some real reform.
Right. Well, in both of those cases, the National Park Service and Forest Service said they're reintroducing training. So not only if you're a manager and someone comes to you with a complaint, or if you're an employee and you are getting harassed or you see someone getting harassed, what you can do. For National Park Service, John Jarvis, before he stepped down, said, OK, we're going to ask people, tell us, let us know what's going on. And we're probably going to hear a lot more about issues that we didn't know existed because of this. But in Congress, it was interesting listening during these hearings, because it kind of gets down to that. When should you be able to fire an employee? It shouldn't be you can just knock someone off left and right, but there has to be a way where a lot of these executives at these agencies were saying, our hands are tied. We can't do anything until the due process has gone through, and then we can weigh in on it. And a lot of these lawmakers are going, wait a minute, that's not fair. You shouldn't be able to do this. We're just having to wait around.
Well, you could transfer somebody to, say, Alaska and give them an outdoor job and see, see how hot the trot they are after that.
Right.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, and you've also briefly been covering OPM and the data breach. That's the story that keeps on giving.
That's right.
It's like
it
a Timex watch there. And what's the status of the class action lawsuit?
So that is still going on. Yes, back in June, it was the year anniversary. And there's several class action lawsuits going on. And one that I'm covering is with NTEU. And they are kind of arguing right now with OPM on, OPM just doesn't want, and understandably doesn't want to have this lawsuit anyway. So they're arguing to get a motion to dismiss. And back in November, they went to court and had their say, and the union had their say. So we're still just waiting to hear what the judge has to say about that.
And you covered the IRS and the hearings and the firing, non-firing, attempts at firing the commissioner, John Koskinen. That seems to be finally off the front burner, even for the Republicans.
Yeah. I can't tell you. He was probably on Congress on Capitol Hill more than I was this year. Several Republicans were really pushing to get him impeached, and they were not successful. But during his many testimonies, he got up and said, listen, if you were not happy with the way that we are doing things, we're going to need more money for it. And that, I think you're going to hear that from a lot of agencies next year too, which is that we need more money to do what you want us to do, like cybersecurity, that kind of thing.
Also in 2017, we're going to see the Census Bureau get 1 year closer to the 2020 annual count. I think a big systems test year is coming up. And in your coverage of ongoing census hearings, they've had those too. What's your assessment? Do you think census is going to be ready? They've rolled back some deadlines. They've altered their testing schedule to accommodate, the main show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's
so
going on there?
Census 2020. And so they have a 2018 end-to-end census test. But to prepare for that, they have to work out all the kinks in theory. In 2017, they've got, the new handheld devices that they're trying to use. They're trying to do a lot more electronically. So they have had to push some things back. But again, similar to the Data Act, everybody's like, okay, we're on track, we're going forward. And I think they just hope by the time we get there, we'll know what we're doing.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Lots to cover in 2017. You'll be on the job.
I will.